answer first? Okay. So first of all, thank you very much for the question, and most of all for the interest in this field. So actually, zoonotic ecology is, as a concept, is a word invented by a French composer, François Bernard Mache, who was a pupil of Olivier Messiaen, whom, as you remember, was like transcribing bird songs in his compositions. So since then, that was 1983, it became an actual discipline, a field of musicology. So I myself have dealt with it several times. There's a few publications that you can find. Probably the main one is called Of Birds, Whales and Other Musicians, which I think was published in 2009. But I'm working currently on another book, which probably will see the light of day in 1 or 2 years. And there are different fields of this discipline. There are scholars who actually go in the field recording animal sounds. Then there are those of a more theoretical type like myself that analyze these sounds with the idea of trying to find a credible musicological paradigm to describe these sounds. Of course, a distinction is made between sounds that are used for, let's say, straightforward communication in many species, and those that instead seem to have also an aesthetic value. And one of the big problems is to actually define what aesthetic value is for a species that is not the human one. So there have been several reflections on that. I'd be happy, if not to bore the audience here, if you want, I can send you a few references.
Professor,
I think you're muted still. May I use just this opportunity before you mute me? That first of all, I think the organization should monitor what people connected online are doing, because some people are trying to talk, but they are not allowed to speak because the organization should unmute them. So, for instance, Professor Reznikov has been trying desperately to take the floor at some point, so you should allow him to speak. So, yeah, so you should do the same with Professor Wood. Thank you.